grace-filled accomplishment. Paul's Christian witness was so effective that he experienced constant persecution. See what his faith in Christ cost him. Far more labors, many more imprisonments, far worse beatings, many times near death. 5 times I received the 40 lashes minus one from the Jews. 3 times I was beaten with rods. 1 I received a stoning. 3 times I was shipwrecked. I have spent a night and a day in the open sea. On frequent journeys, I faced dangers from rivers, dangers from robbers, dangers from my own people, dangers from Gentiles, dangers in the city, dangers in the wilderness, dangers at sea, and dangers among false brothers. Toil and hardship, many sleepless nights, hunger and thirst, often without food, cold, and without clothing. Not to mention other things, there is the daily pressure on me, my concern for all the churches. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 through 28. Paul's bold witness for Christ led to his house arrest and ultimately his incarceration in the ancient world's most infamous jail, the Mamertine prison. There, in an underground, cold, sewage-infested dungeon, Paul awaited his final execution. And executed he was. Church history teaches us Paul was beheaded outside of Rome in A.D. 67. The New Testament letters he wrote, the churches he planted, the lives he touched, and the suffering he experienced all come together, especially given the church's unique inflection point during Paul's era, to make Paul the greatest Christian who ever lived. Paul overcoming his past. What was Paul's secret to overcoming his past? Why was his past not a weight, but a springboard? The key is that he looked forward to Christian service, not backward in guilt, shame, or regret. Paul testified, "But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and reaching forward to what is ahead, I pursue as my goal the prize promised by God's heavenly call in Christ Jesus." Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 through 14. There is a difference, a massive difference, between overlooking your past and forgetting about it. Paul never overlooked his past. He wrote extensively about man's sinfulness, including his own. The more he matured in Christ, the more self-aware he grew of his own sinfulness. In his first New Testament letter, written about AD 55, Paul referred to himself as the least of the apostles, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 9. A few years later, in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 8, Paul referred to himself as the least of all the saints. A few years later still, in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 15, Paul declared that he was the worst of sinners. Do you see the progression? The more Paul matured in Christ, the more he reflected on his life before Christ. The more theologically he thought about sin, repentance, conversion, and grace, the lower his view of himself became, and the more his view of the gospel increased. Overcoming your past. In light of the Apostle Paul and Scripture's broader teaching on sin, repentance, and forgiveness, how can you best apply the gospel to your past? Reflect with me on these 3 steps. View your sin as God views it.